This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, March 23rd. Well, some interesting price action in live cattle yesterday, where we were lower to start, putting in a new low for the move. Then the market started to rally, and we ended up closing a bit higher. So kind of a spike bottom on the front month Aprils. The Junes just barely took out Tuesday's low. But again, there too, we bounced back, didn't quite close higher, but we closed toward the high end of the range. So the market looks like it has finally found a bottom, because on Tuesday, we had a similar action where the market pushed into a new low, then you closed strong. Yesterday, you have the same thing. You push into a new low, and then you close strong. I think the market is trying to form a low here. The buyers are stepping up on these breaks and managing to hold this market together pretty well. In feeder cattle, it was a quiet day yesterday, basically just an inside day trading where we chopped back and forth, finding pretty good support at the low that was put in last week, which actually on the two front months, March and April, did test that double top, that old double top from back in early January and early February. So, you know, from a technical perspective, the market is holding a key support level on the front months. The back months haven't gotten down to that point yet. So maybe the bull spreads will still work and continue to try to press lower while these front months hold together pretty well. It appears that that's kind of what's happening here in feeders. In the cash trade, we had more activity going on, a little bit lower than last week. The Fed trade right around 163, which is down one from last week. Dress trade at 262, it's where it's been all week. That's also down two from last week. Box beef values were mixed yesterday. Choice was up 138 at 281. Select down 173 at 270. So the spread, after just losing, kind of picking up a little bit here over the last couple days. Yesterday it gained 311. We're sitting at 1148. Movement was 147 loads. So normally Wednesday is kind of your biggest day for movement anyway. But every day this week so far, we have been over 100 loads. And we're on a much stronger pace than we've seen in quite a while. You know, it's usually been coming on discounted prices, but yesterday again the market was mixed, so that suggests that packers are able to kind of bump up prices, at least on the choice, and still move a lot of volume. So that's a very good sign headed into the key consumption period. It shows that retailers are stocking up. They expect consumer demand to be strong. Now it's just a matter of the consumer following through. And I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. You know, all through this, you know, talk of recession and inflation sharply higher, beef consumption domestically held together very well. It was pretty remarkable to see it so strong. And as we're headed into a key, you know, the grilling season, which is key domestic consumption season, I would think that the consumers would be still in that mindset that we're looking at the potential of very good clearance here over this next 5-6 weeks. In the slaughter rate so far this week, we're at 378,000 head. That's equal to last week, and it's up about 15,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 9 cents. We're sitting at 187.69. Export sales report out this morning, pretty decent number for beef at 18,600 tons. So a couple weeks in a row, we're stringing together some respectable numbers in export sales. South Korea took 10,800, Japan 3,600, China took 1,500. In pork export sales, 38,000 tons, also a pretty decent number. Mexico taking 18,400, Canada 4,800, Japan took 4,400. So at least we can look at the export sales for beef and say, okay, pretty well supported there. And again, coming back to the domestic market, we've been well supported for a long time. Supplies just keep getting tighter and tighter, and it looks like the packers are really starting to pick up the box beef movement. So it looks pretty well supported, well shored up. And I think with the price action we've seen over the last couple of days, and especially over the last couple of days, showing that the market is finding some buyers down here. But yes, we have had a pretty decent sell-off from where we were here 3 weeks ago. It was just early to see a seasonal high come in late Feb, early March, but boy, we've done a fair amount of damage to the charts on live cattle. And I think, you know, we'll probably still get a bump up, but it's going to be hard to get back to those highs. So we'll look for the market to have a rally here. At this point, you know, we're entering late March, probably targeting around that first week of April to carve out some sort of a swing high here, which will become more of a, I think, a longer term high. Usually you get your buying done by, again, mid-March, but the upward momentum I thought would carry us into late March, early April. So we'll just see. I think the market's got plenty of room and some time to move to the upside, but we'll just be more on point here, looking for, you know, some faltering, some signs of selling that the market has done on the upside. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.